This is KUNC. There's a new addition to the Denver Art Museum, and it doesn't require an admission ticket to see it. That's because it's outside, where its inviting looks and sounds attract not just museum visitors, but all sorts of passerby. KUNC Arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
No, get on the end. 7 and 6-year-old Isabel and Olivia Sholdowski are on their way into the Denver Art Museum. But before they head inside, the sisters stop to check out the fountains. Then something unexpected catches their attention. It's a row of what look like beach chairs, set up alternating so that you're facing the person sitting next to you, and they rock back and forth.
All right, so what do you guys think this is?
It looks like a seesaw, and it, like, feels like a seesaw.
It's like a relaxing seesaw, kind of.
Yeah, it's basically a relaxing seesaw.
I think, like, you can, like, sit down and eat lunch here.
Yeah?
Like this, like sit down to like something or like turn or something like that. It's basically like a relaxing chair at the beach, but it's at the art museum.
But when they lean back in the chairs.
Yeah. Now, Isabel, you have to push off the ground.
Oh, yeah. I think I get what it like is now. I think it's like a musical instrument or like something like that. It's like a human body thing. Like you could like make music.
Now, Isabel is onto something there.
You don't understand everything about the piece until you actually get on it and experience it. And, oh, you know, it makes music.
That's Ann Lamson, the Denver Art Museum's interpretive specialist for architecture, design, and graphics. The chairs, she confirms, are more than just a place to sit. They're a work of art. La Musadora.
La Musadora is actually a play on two Spanish words, musica, so music, and La Mesadora, which is rocking chair. So these are musical rocking chairs.
La Musadora was designed by Mexican artists Hector Azuawe and Ignacio Cadena. The duo is known for large-scale interactive art installations. In fact, when Lamson approached the artist about doing something for the museum, she actually had another one of their works in mind.
In fact, we originally approached them about a piece that they had created for the High Museum in Atlanta. It's called Los Trompos, Spinning Tops.
People could climb into the life-size tops and spin around. But when the artist came to Denver for a site visit and saw the long, narrow space between the museum and neighboring businesses, they got an idea.
They came back with this proposal of this row of chairs, but also important to them, the sound. Like from the get-go, they knew they wanted to do something with music.
While the chairs can be enjoyed solo, they're meant to be played as a duet.
They're actually based on a traditional chair in Mexico, the tu y yo chair, which means you and me. And you sit as pairs and you face one another. And that's exactly what's happening here. So the piece is very much about encounter and about discussion, conversation, and we've even seen people who don't know each other end up sitting on the same pair of chairs, and they're having conversations, which is fun.
These chairs are really pretty.
Yeah, they are.
Very colorful.
For Michelle Welch and Cindy Mora, the chairs provided a welcome break from the workday.
It looked very appealing, so we had to try them out. We love them.
Rock goodbye, baby. On the treetop.
For the museum's Ann Lamson, that sense of fun was important. For the last 5 years, each summer the museum brings in an interactive installation for the plaza. Last year it was In Motion. Made of aluminum and ribbon, the sculpture represented movement and dance. Of course, while it's always nice to draw in more visitors to the museum, Lamson said the goal with the summer installations is more about offering something a little different.
We really wanted to have something that visitors could come and sit on and gather and play, and so there's a sense of whimsy.
Looks like mission accomplished. For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.